Let's bring in Pat Umbrella Pagano. Pat, when are we ever going to see the bright sun again?
That is the magic question. I'm thinking, originally I went for skies turning partly sunny today and warm. I think I'm going to change that to clouds, perhaps mixing with a little sun today. And, of course, we have to also add a little bit of light rain or drizzle this morning.
Now, even though we're cloudy and we're getting showers and stuff like that, just finished with Mike Gozzi, to the south of us, they're getting pounded with rain, pounded.
Yeah, we have rain down here in the Hudson, lower Hudson Valley. It's raining lightly. So far this morning, I picked up about between 10 and 15 hundredths of an inch of rain. Yesterday, about a half an inch of rain. And we'll continue to just see that happen, unfortunately, here. And then you guys up there get a little bit of a break later today and tonight. I don't think we're going 80 to 85 today. Probably more like 75 to 80 with a little clearing this afternoon, 50 tonight. Now, it will cloud up tomorrow and rain comes back later in the day. Mid-60s, we still have a soaking rain Saturday, about an inch of rain expected, and showers and thunderstorms Sunday, warmer and more humid, low 80s, so the weekend does not look good at all.
Now, how come, it's like south of New York City and down through Washington and stuff, they're just getting a lot of rain, a ton of rain.
They're south of the front, so they're in the warm air, it's humid, and the rain there is convective, meaning that it's showers and thunderstorms, and that is usually heavier. We're on the north side of the front, which is overrunning rain, usually light rain. So very simple to explain.
All right, there we go. Meteorology 101 with Pat Pagano this morning.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but this front that has been stalled works north over the weekend to soak us. A new front comes in from the Great Lakes, catches it, moves it down to the south of us, and stalls again. So you may have a really, really nice day on Monday, and then it looks like we're back into the soup on Tuesday.
Now, is there still that horrible forecast lining up for next weekend?
I don't know how it's going to line up, but the new computer modeling, which I'm looking at right now, but the one that came out overnight, the GFS, was still indicating a major hurricane headed for Florida. The experimental GFS, and it's experimental, that had the hurricane heading for Texas. One for Florida, the current model for Florida, the other one for Texas. Now, if we look at the newest GFS that just came out, valid for Saturday morning, they have a major hurricane pretty close to Tampa, Florida. We're sitting pretty, and this is on Saturday, folks, so we are sitting pretty. What happens on Sunday, which is, of course, the middle part of the weekend? They have the hurricane hitting the Florida Panhandle from Tampa. They move it north-northwest toward the Florida Panhandle. There's a frontal system that's coming down across the Great Lakes of New England. So, as of late Sunday night, a front will extend from Maine to, let's say, Cleveland. Ahead of it, showers and thunderstorms. If the model is right, and it's usually never right on timing, it would not indicate any showers and thunderstorms until maybe Monday, if then, which is Memorial Day weekend. By that time, on Monday, the latest GFS takes the hurricane that was near the Florida Panhandle and continues to move it northwest. It's in Tennessee. That hooks up to the front that's over us, and we begin to rain, and rain, and rain.
All right, so that's
the week after Memorial Day.
That's the weekend. So right now, Memorial Day weekend, basically most of it looks okay for here.
Right now, it looks okay. Do I buy that? No.
Okay, now this weekend, we have Trade Secrets on Saturday, real huge, big event. Lots of garden sales this Saturday, and we are going to get, is it going to rain all day, or is it just going to rain in the morning?
It's going to rain all day.
A steady rain.
Steady rain. Heavy at times.
Heavy at times. And temperatures will be what on Saturday?
60s.
Well, at least it won't be a biting cold. Will it be windy?
I would call it breezy. 10 to 20.
Breezy.
Breezy.
All right.
And Sunday, you may get a little sun. It'll be warm. It'll be humid. Showers, thunderstorms, which could be on and off. Not so much in the morning, but afternoon.
Not anything major, though. No major thunderstorms.
You mean as far as severe? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to look to see if the Storm Prediction Center goes that far. Let's see, day four, day five. Now, they said right now the potential is too low to go that far. But as of, let's see, they have today, the severe threat is in the plains. Tomorrow, it is still in the plains. Saturday, there is a severe threat over Ohio and the Midwest. Right. So they go as far as Saturday.
All right. Now, tying in with the weather, the Douglas Library, they're still going to hold their plant sale on Saturday, but the tag sale is going to be postponed until railroad days. You can't have a tag sale outside. You can have, your plant sale under stuff, but a tag sale is much more ginormous. But Trade Secrets, Pat, is one of the biggest. This is one of the biggest outdoor events of the year on the East Coast, believe it or not, with gardening vendors and stuff like that, and it raises money for Women Support Services. And the garden tours on Sunday are already sold out, but Saturday from 8 until 3, they hold this event. And it's everybody's outdoors under a tent, mostly everybody. And I guess the reason why I ask you that is that I try to warn the vendors who might be listening that bring extra sides to your tent so you can try to keep under with that much rain. It's hard to keep the footing underneath your tent dry.
Now, this is Saturday, you said.
Yeah,
right?
Saturday. Yeah.
So, the breakdown on Saturday is that as of Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we will have gotten about a quarter inch.
Yeah.
And then from 8 o'clock Saturday morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a half an inch. And from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night, another half inch. Oh. So over an inch of rain during the day Saturday.
Wow. A lot of cars parked in the field are going to be stuck.
Yeah, it's just not pretty. It's not pretty. Man. I have to go to the lake on Sunday because they're having the board meeting with the officers, and they want to talk to us concerning the dinner dance and how I'm going to approach it with the general membership at the meeting on June 8th. Wow. And I will tell them exactly how I'm going to approach it, doing a dance for 19 years. For 19 years, nobody has ever said a word as to please raise your prices and we're going to lower your budget, because it was a very successful event. Everybody was having a good time. So my feeling is very simple. If it's not broken, don't fix it. This is not the time to lower the budget and raise the ticket prices, especially since there is nothing pending in the association as far as any kind of an emergency repair or anything like that. I could see if we're in a dire trouble. The association has a lot of money and it's sitting in the bank. So let's not be greedy, folks. And that's, I'm going to put it to the members. Say to the members, so you want us to lower the budget and raise your ticket prices? Or do you vote to keep the budget the same and keep the ticket prices the same? What do you think they're going to say?
They're going to go against you.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
For some reason, they got it in for you.
Oh, not no. These are the members, not the board.
Oh, the member.
I was talking about the membership.
Oh, no. The membership will vote with you. The board will vote against you initially.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if the membership votes with me. The board has no say.
Yeah.
So, so I'm getting myself revved up for that. And I'm not too thrilled about driving up there and back and in rain and everything. But what can I do?
You got to do what you got to do.
Do. Yep. Like everybody else does, right? We have to work around the weather and not let it bother us.
That's it. And if anybody should know that, it's you.
Yeah. Like I did with the Mets yesterday.
Because because you work around the weather. That's your job.
Yep. Yes, it's going to rain all day. Yes, it's going to rain all day. Yes, it's going to rain all day. How many times are you going to call me and ask me the same question?
And they end up losing 12-1.
Yeah, what is their standing right now? I mean,
they're like a next to last place now.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.